ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. The NTSB and FAA now investigating a helicopter crash in San Bernardino County, California, not far from the Nevada border that killed six people on Saturday. Michael Graham with the NTSB says they'll look at a variety of factors that might have caused the crash.
Witness reports of the weather conditions at the time of the accident suggest rain and a wintry mix.
Among the dead is the CEO of one of Nigeria's largest banks. Lawmakers in the Senate working through the weekend on a foreign military aid package to provide support to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says they'll remain in session until the bill is done. The international community raising concerns about Israel's apparent plan to invade the southern Gaza city of Rafah, where more than a million Palestinians fled since the start of the war. Israel ramping up airstrikes in the densely populated city. At least 44 Palestinians killed on Saturday. This is ABC News. The NTSB releasing details on an emergency landing of a plane in Miami last month. ABC's Derek Dennis.
Atlas Air Flight 3885, a Boeing 747 cargo plane flying from Miami to San Juan, Puerto Rico 3 weeks ago, had to turn back due to a fire. Flames and sparks seen shooting out of an engine as it came in for an emergency landing. An NTSB report on the incident found no evidence of an uncontained engine failure, but a fire in the wall of a fan duct, possibly caused by a combustion diffuser being loose. The plane landed safely back at Miami International with no injuries. The NTSB report shows work was done just 3 days prior on the same engine combustion section that caught fire. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
A new IRS Inspector General report says the agency has continued to give 19 contractors access to sensitive systems despite failing background reports as recently as July. An IRS spokesperson not disclosing how long the contractors had access due to privacy issues, but says that the four contractors have since been fired and 15 others have passed new background checks. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
It's Black History Month, and civic media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black history story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
Interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Kelsey Miles.
Let the music roll.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
You are listening to Max Inc. Radio across the Civic Media Radio Network. We are local music. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored. What's going on here? There we go. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Carbon 4 Brewing Company on Madison's East Side. High quality beers with the best ingredients they can find. Visit their tap room to try exclusive creations by their brewers, plus a sampling of local snacks and live music. Visit them at carbon4.com and by Herbal Aspect, cannabis elevated. Three Madison locations and online at herbalaspect.com. Now for a double dip of work on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Thank you. clock ticks, but the hands don't move. Waiting for the bomb to drop, I stoke the fire, recall a tune. Swallowing my memories and knowledge that I'd had before. Clockwise, counterclockwise, unpre-
on Max Inc. Radio. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Carbon. Nope. Oh. I already read our sponsors.
See, you're so good and you don't even know it. You're way ahead of yourself.
Well, that just gives us more time to talk about more cool stuff.
Okay.
Hey, did we talk about where Work is playing?
No.
We just had them play. You know, Work is doing their Skunky Funky Tour, and that's coming up April 18th at the Opie Brewing Company in Milwaukee, April 19th at Cranky Pat's in Neenah.
Oh, that's a great
place. And 420 Sabbatical Brewery in Manitowoc.
Woo, Work. Working on it, Work. Always.
Work.
Uh-huh. Okay, now we have to talk about this. The Whammy Awards weekend.
Oh, yeah!
Oh, my goodness. Okay, this is happening in Green Bay this year.
That's right.
I love that they're moving it around. I think that's how it should be. Of course, the Whammy, if you don't know, if you're just kind of catching up with all of this stuff, Wisconsin area music industry. And here's what I have to tell you, though. Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media Radio Network, WGBW, that is one of our local stations in Green Bay, 97.9 FM. We will be presenting the Whammy Award weekend. I can't believe I'm saying that out loud.
Is that huge or
what? That is huge. Okay, tell me more, Rocker.
Well, we're proud to announce a partnership with Whammy, Guitars for Vets, Jam, and the Civic Media Radio Network, of course, with Max Inc. Radio. We're all getting together. We're bringing all of our stations, WGBW. We're going to promote the Whammy Award Weekend, which is May 18th and 19th up in Green Bay.
Save the date.
Now, let me tell you a little about what's going on, right?
Tell me.
May 18th, the Saturday, they're going to have like four venues up in Green Bay that are going to have at least three bands each.
Whoa.
And like some of them are within walking distance.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
Saturday night, the 18th of May, we're going to do Max Inc. Radio live from the Green Bay studios. And so we're going to be like 90 feet away from the stage on the city deck, 90 feet away from the stage at Hagmeister's, and then there will be a stage at Anduzzi's and the bar up in Green Bay. So we'll have people stationed there giving us some call-ins. It's just going to be, and it's just an amazing partnership that can really unite the community, the music community, the fans, the musicians, all around the state of Wisconsin.
Now, if you've ever checked out the photo of Mino and the mayor, now that's your Green Bay and Oshkosh morning show.
Yep.
Of course, we just had Gordy and John on. They're the Madison morning show. But Green Bay is just doing some amazing things. They actually have a very cool Green Bay logo. It's basically I Heart GB, and that is just outside our studio. John Mino and the mayor have a great photo, but I think we can do even better standing in front of that thing.
Well, you know, everybody goes there, walks right past the studio there to get their picture taken. And then down the other side of the street is where, when you see during the Packer games on TV and they show the kind of close-ups of the brass statues, those are right down the street from the studio too. So we're going to get some pictures. We're going to get Jimmy K next to, you know, Lombardi.
Why not?
You know?
They actually have signs set up where you can actually follow like the Lombardi Trail.
Wow.
All the different places that he went and where they played football before there was a Lambeau Field and all of that good stuff.
Well, you know, interestingly, Ron Books, vice president of Whammy, he's going to be on Mino and the Mayor coming up this Tuesday at 7 in the morning. And you know what he was telling me? He was telling me that because his dad had season tickets since the 60s.
Oh.
He's been going to games since the 60s. But he told me he went to games there when it was Green Bay East versus Green Bay West at Lambeau Field. It was the high school field.
It was. It's still there, and they have signs outside of it with plaques on it. Oh, my gosh. And you stand there, and you kind of go, really? They played here. That's so wild. Okay, but the weekend isn't over.
And then
Saturday.
Sunday is the awards ceremony at the Epic Event Center on Holmgren Avenue, which is just an amazing venue. We'll be presenting awards. Okay. We're going to be doing interviews on the red carpet, and we'll just be... Jimmy will be networking with musicians all night, industry folks and music lovers from around the state of Wisconsin. Go to the Epic Event Center's website because they have a link so you can get discounts at hotels.
Oh, that's brilliant.
You got to start making plans for this now, Terry.
Yes. The venue itself is beautiful. It was an old department store, and I love that the owners of Epic decided, let's remodel why do we have to tear something down all the time to build something new? They remodeled, and it is just, it's got a cool, like, manufacturing kind of vibe, and they're going to be able to seat a lot of people. So I hope that everybody, takes advantage of this. We've got some voting going on. Do you want to tell everybody about that, Rucker?
First round voting opens Friday, February 16th, so you can find out more and vote and all that kind of good stuff. Whammy.org.
Doesn't get any easier than that. Whammy.org. Okay, do not walk away right now because we have music from Sean Michael Dargan. Now, he has a couple of shows coming up. Saturday, February 17th, it's the Madison Mystery Tour where they play the Beatles at the Barrymore Theater. That one is in Madison. And then Saturday, March 2nd with the Periodicals. And this show is at the Burr Oak in Madison. If you haven't been to the Burr Oak, you got to check it out. So right now, here's some music from Sean Michael Dargan right here on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Fair fight, but the boys up top don't play by the rules. nice fair fight, but the boys on top don't play by the rules. Maybe we'll find a cure, unless it's unpopular. Sounds like the verdict for this case is that we've been running.
Magic Conch on Max Inc. Radio with Running in Place. Hey, bands, we want to play your music on the air, and we want to talk about your upcoming shows and big events. Get in touch with us today and send us your music and your electronic press kit. Email us at civicmedia.us, and be sure to follow us on social media and, of course, at maxincradio.com.
And now it's time for the fastest 3 minutes in radio. This is Terry Barr with Barr Notes.
Okay, that was my drum sound. That wasn't very good, but yes, Barr Notes. Okay. Oh, thank you. It's Rock Onsen time again, which means it's almost spring for real. Oh, I know yeah. It felt like spring in the last, 2 weeks with these weird temperatures and weather. But Rock Onsen to me always means it's spring and it's a time for high school garage bands around the state to put forward their best music. You get to play at Summerfest. Maybe not just once, but a couple of times.
That is fun.
Oh, Summerfest? That's huge. So go to rockonsen.org, and all the material is coming out in this last week, I believe. I've heard that it's all going to be out there for you. You can find out what you need to do, what your band needs to do. And the only caveat really is you have to be in high school. So there you go. Rock on, you high school garage bands. Get in on this. You're going to love it. rockonsen.org. Trapper Shep. Listen to this. Okay, so Trapper is a Milwaukee-based musician. He travels the world and plays music typically with his brother, but then he has a band that he'll travel with. He is doing a show called the Rock and Roll Playhouse. I think this is brilliant. It's at Turner Hall Ballroom in Milwaukee, Saturday during the day. Now, this is coming up, so you might want to write down April 13th at noon. This is another one of those. You can take your family, and you're done and out of there. You know, basically, in time for dinner is, I think
you can still make lunch.
You can still have lunch. But I think this first show, from what I'm hearing, this is a brand new idea. Again, Trapper Shep, he's so much fun. He writes songs about Wisconsin, and then he goes, he sings them all over the world, which I think is really cool. Turner Hall Ballroom in Milwaukee, that's Saturday, April 13th. He's doing this at noon. It's called the Rock and Roll Playhouse, and I think he's going to be doing some Tom Petty along with a lot of his original music. But this is a family show. They really want to try to get the kiddos out and get them interested in music. And then one more for you. This one is actually coming up this Saturday. And Rocker knows I love Monks as a venue in Lake Delton, Wisconsin Dells. They are hosting Greg Koch. That is happening next Saturday night. There are still some pretty prime tickets available. Again, this is at Monks in Lake Delton, Wisconsin Dells. By the way, Greg is nominated for the Whammy Hall of Fame.
Wow.
Yeah, he's another musician out of Milwaukee. He's in California right now playing a bunch of shows, and then he'll be back in time to play the show at Monk's. And so every bar note, we try to do a venue. And so that's kind of my venue, too, because I think Monk's has done a great job. It's a basement. But when you go down there, you feel like you are in like this really intimate, cool club. And it's a listening room for sure. You do not speak because you'll get yelled at. And I don't mind that. I want to listen to the music when I go to a place like this.
Nice. Yeah. Well, that sounds pretty cool. Thanks, Terry.
You got it, Roger.
That is Bar Notes. You are listening to Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network. Coming up, we have Pancromatic Steel and Live in the Lair with Joe Richter.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mags Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-LakePoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Civic Media and the Shaw 101 FM presents the Max Inc. Radio Concert Series featuring Iron Plow. We are the Iron Plow with special guest Bony Fingers, Friday, February 16th at Maddie's Bar and Music Lounge, 200 Madison Street in Waukesha. This is a free event. The Max Inc. Radio Concert Series with Iron Plow and Bony Fingers, presented by Civic Media, the Shaw 101 FM, and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
And we've got local music coming up until midnight. Give us a call or a text at 844-976-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. Or get the Civic Media app at maxincradio.com.
Oh. Thanks, KJ. A pancromatic steel drum joins Mama Dig Down's brass band for a Fat Tuesday show on Tuesday, February 13th at the High Noon Saloon. Here to tell you about their bands and upcoming show is Chad Bartell of Pancromatic Steel and Rock Oley of Mama Dig Down's brass band. Chad, Rock, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, how you doing?
Thanks for having us.
Happy to have you here.
Hey, right.
Okay, for the listeners, oh no. Are there some that might not be familiar with either of these bands or with what a steel or a pan drum is? Would one of you explain for all of us?
I can do that.
Okay, good.
I'm just kidding.
I should probably take it as it relates to steel drums,
and then you can
talk about brass band.
Perfect.
Yeah, this is Chad from Pancromatic, and we were on this show not too long ago. We had a really excellent session playing outside in the lobby there. And
live in the lair.
Yeah, had a great time. But
so good.
For those who may not be familiar with steel drums, they are actually oil drums that have been pounded into a bowl and with these dents that ring when you strike them with rubber tip mallets, and it makes a lovely bell type sound. A lot of people associate that with kind of tropical music and fun in the sun, and it's a great feel good sound, but there's also a lot of depth behind the music too, which we like to explore.
Excellent.
And where do they come from?
Yeah.
They're from Trinidad and Tobago in the Southern Caribbean, not from Jamaica, not from anywhere else.
No!
Sorry.
Well, now tell us about the AP's Pancromatic Steel Band, and what inspired you to start that band?
Gosh, you know, I went to a college that had a great steel band program. I didn't get around to doing it, but I was vacationing in the Caribbean about 8 or 10 years ago or so, and then I heard it, and I said, hey, that's something I really wanted to do. And, I came back to Madison, and I bought a drum, and I've kind of taught myself how to play it. I've been a musician my whole life, so it wasn't a huge stretch, and I've done a lot of mallet percussion, so it was within my skill set, but, of course, you have to fine-tune your brain to where all the notes are and everything, and there had been a steel band around Madison for a long time. Mm-hmm. You probably remember the old Tapuimi steel band?
Oh, yes, yeah.
Yeah, so they were such a big influence on me, and I loved going to hear them play, when that band stopped playing, some fellow musicians and I, we just said, hey, we got to find a way to bring steel band music back to Madison.
Wow.
Yeah. So
good. That is so cool. Well, let's speak with Rock Oley.
Yeah, hey, Rock.
Mama Dig Down's brass band. 30 years ago, the band was called Mama Dig Down's Brass Junction. Tell us a little bit about the history behind this storied band and where you guys are at now.
All right. I want to do that first, though. Let's give a shout out to Trinidad and Tobago's track team for the upcoming Olympics.
Oh,
because that's who I root for every year, because there's only, was there two countries or one? I just don't know, but there's quite a bit going on there. So anyway, Mama Dig Down Brass Junction, when we first started playing brass band music, we didn't really understand a lot about it. That's, the ropes you run. and we discovered that really, if we're a brass band, we should be called a brass band. So while the junction was clever, that isn't the purpose of the name of the band. So,
yeah.
So that's how it kind of changed. And it's funny because I think of Mama Dig Down's Brass Junction as lasting a couple months. But we have t-shirts and hats and a whole bunch of gear that still has the junction. So it must have been at least a year.
How about that?
And where are you guys at now, 30 years?
Tell us
about a little bit about that. That's a time.
Yeah, it's been a long road. But a lot of guys have come through the group. So we've had a standard band for about 20 plus years, the same fellas. And I think just being flexible and the music we play is most of it's all learned by ear. So guys come sit in and then they learn the tunes. And so that's kind of helped keep it going. I always make the analogy that if U2 was at the height of their career, if the Edge couldn't make a gig, they wouldn't do it. And that's not us. We can still make it without the Edge.
Oh, you guys. Nice. Okay, so you've got this cool Fat Tuesday thing coming up. Why does it taste so good?
Well, it's a combination. I mean, this is Mardi Gras. That's our thing. That's a definite thing. But Chad, tell us a little bit about how it's connected with the Caribbeans.
Yeah, they celebrate Carnival all throughout the Caribbean and all throughout the world. And really, Mardi Gras is just, it's the New Orleans celebration of Carnival. And there's a huge celebration of Carnival in Trinidad and Tobago. I mean, just huge. But there's a lot of cool commonalities between brass band and steel band music. And it's kind of cool that they both evolved sort of in separate locations, but with these common elements. And, you know, that's one thing that we're hoping to showcase a little bit on this Fat Tuesday show is, you know, just some of the neat musical elements that are shared. And I'll just mention a couple of them. You know, brass bands, for example, you'll always have somebody playing a cowbell. There's a repetitive rhythm on a cowbell.
Ooh, I love cowbell.
It's just, you know,
more
cowbell.
But, you know, Trinidadian steel bands have this exact same thing. They actually take a brake drum off a car and they hit it with steel mallets. And it's the exact same role, this kind of clangy sound, just repetitive thing. Those, you know, it just evolved totally independently, but it's really the exact same thing.
You know, I remember when you were here and playing mm-hmm. live in the Lair, and I was just so fascinated by all of the instruments. It's really fun to watch you guys play because you're like, where are all those sounds coming from?
Yeah.
Very cool.
Well,
very
you know,
cool.
And that's part of what panchromatic is. It's multicolored, yes. Multitonal. It's a lot of fun.
It's
good
a beautiful
palette to work
thing.
With.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Panchromatic Steel and Mama Dig Down's Brass Band are performing together at the High Noon Saloon mm-hmm. for a Fat Tuesday show on February 13th. That show starts at 7:30 p.m., and I hear there might be a collaboration with both bands.
Oh, wow.
The whole day is a collaboration. The whole night. Until midnight, then it's all over, you know, then Mardi Gras ends.
Oh.
So you guys
well,
will
that
be
just
on,
broke my heart.
You'll be on stage together, kind of in a giant
jamming.
Jam.
Not totally clear yet. We're still kind of working that out. And we don't want to say too much. So you're just going to have
I'm
to come
really
and find
on the
out.
Edge, then,
wow. Okay. So people just really need to be there.
They need to be there.
Yeah. That's the end of the story. Yeah. Be there. You mentioned. I'm going to mention it again. It's High Noon Saloon in Madison. Fat Tuesday. It's this Tuesday already. February 13th starts at 7:30. And who knows what's going to happen? That's what it sounds like.
We're serving food. So if
no
anybody,
way.
What kind of food are you
well,
have?
What else are we going to have? Jambalaya, etouffee, king
oh,
cake,
my
beans
gosh.
And rice?
You don't often go to a show and get food man. With it.
Yeah, it's gonna be for sale, but hey, just come hungry because you got the good stuff.
Amazing. Yeah. Okay.
Wow. Well, Chad, Rock, thank you both for taking the time to come in and speak with us tonight. How do we keep up with both your bands online?
For MamaDigDown.com, but we have all the socials, Instagram, everything else, so check them out and join.
Awesome. Chad?
Yeah, Facebook works best for us, so check us out on Facebook.
Very cool. That show's going to be rocking. Oh, my gosh. Pat McCurdy and Kirsty Krause, some music from them coming up. Right now, though, I want to mention this. Daniel Anderson, a longtime Madison area musician, and his band Number 27 is currently battling cancer. And, of course, he is a self-employed musician, limited health insurance, and, of course, as we all know what that means, lots of bills that are going to have to be paid out of his pocket. His band has actually set up a GoFundMe to help Dan and his wife, Holly. And all you have to do is search for Dan and Holly Anderson's GoFundMe on Google. We'll share it on the Max Inc. radio social medias as well. Dan was on recently with Number 27, and the music is terrific. And if you can support him in any way, please feel free to do that. So right now, here is Dan with his band Number 27. This is Chase This Love, and it is right here on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
To keep you by my side. sail out to sea. Oh, and chase this love with me.
Thank you.
Seen this show before, I'd just like to say my name is Pat. And you know something? I like men. I like women. I like sinking. I like swimming. I like dogs and I like cats. I like cows in cowboy hats. I like knives and forks and spoons. I like whistling happy tunes. I like to come, but not too soon. I like everything. Sure, at some of those other places, they're singing depressing songs. Everyone's depressed, not here. 'Cause I like milk, I like cookies, Adam 12 and the rookies. I like peaches, I like cream, I like field and I like stream. I like diamonds, clubs, and hearts. I like to order a la carte. Gee, I like your private parts. I like everything. You can never get me down. That will never happen. I will never be depressed when my step is light and my toes are tapping. So... I like Veronica, I like Betty, I like meatballs and... I like God and I like Buddha, I like cheddar, brie, and gouda. I like Beatles, Stones, and Doors, I like to shop at hardware stores. I'd like to do you on the floor. I like everything, sing! I like men, I like women, I like sinking, I like swimming. I like dogs and I like cats, I like cows in cowboy hats. I like Phil and I like Don, happy days, the wrath of Khan. Won't you put these handcuffs on? I like everything. Water, I like wine. I like to think that
love
brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s, time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
ABC.